So I'd like to begin now with a meditation that is probably our basic magical practice. If you want to practice the craft, if you want to be a witch, it's important to have a personal practice, something that you do every day. In some traditions, you know, there's meditation that you do, or there's a particular prayer that you do. In Wicca, we encourage people to find the practice that works for them. But this, for me, is the basic thing that I do every day and that I find especially useful in dangerous or tense situations. And it's called grounding. And basically what it is connecting your energies to the energies of the earth. So sit, stand, be comfortable for a moment. And just notice how you're breathing. Notice how your body feels. Start to notice how aware or unaware you are of your surroundings or the people that you're with. And now consciously plant your feet on the ground and take a deep breath. As you breathe, really focus on bringing that breath down into your belly, letting your belly expand, letting your knees be loose, letting your body be balanced. And just take a moment and notice how that breath feels in your body. If you're tense, if you're worried, if you're anxious, you can imagine just letting go of all of that with your breath. And feel your feet on the ground. And just know that being aware of your feet on the ground, aware of that connection, aware of your breath, can help bring you into a state of calm, a state of awareness where you can stop and make a choice about what you want to do. Now, as you breathe, imagine that those roots can push down through the floor, through the soil, through whatever you're standing on, down into the earth. That, in fact, they can tell you something about the quality of the earth where you stand. You can let them push down through all those layers below you, down into the waters that pool underneath the earth, and let them bathe in those cool waters. Let them push down through layers of rock, all the way down into that fire at the heart of the earth. And as you breathe, feel that fire, that living molten rock, as part of the earth's body. It's like her lifeblood circulating below us. And in fact, it's her lifeblood that's still hot with that moment of creation in which the earth was born. It's that great creative fire that builds new lands. If there's something you want to release or let go of, take a breath and let it go down into that fire. And let that fire just take it away, transform it, back into pure energy. And then with the breath, you can draw some of that energy up through your roots. Draw it up through the rock and up through the water. Draw it up through the soil and up into the soles of your feet. Draw it up through your legs and up into the base of your spine. Draw it up into your belly. And as you breathe, feel your spine as if it were the trunk of a tree, growing and stretching like a sapling reaching up to the sun, becoming flexible. As that energy rises, you might find that it releases some tension, it warms some place that needs healing. Draw it up into your heart and let yourself feel for a moment what it's like to be centered in your heart. And draw it up through your neck and throat. Draw it up into your third eye in the center of your forehead and let that open just as much as is comfortable for you right now. Draw it up through the crown of your head and out like branches that reach up into the sky and sweep back down around you and touch the earth again. So they make a circle. They make an energy circuit. And you can feel the sunlight on those leaves and branches. And you can draw that sunlight in and draw it down. All the way down through top of your head, your heart, your belly, all the way down through your roots into the earth. So you can stand for a moment and feel how your balance between earth and sky, running the earth energy up through you, drawing the sky energy down, letting that lovely sphere of branches and leaves that surround you be like a filter that can protect you, that can filter out any energies you don't want to come in. And now as you breathe, if you've closed your eyes, open your eyes. Let yourself be aware that you can be grounded, you can be in the state of awareness, and still have your eyes open. It's about being present in the world. So notice what you take in and how much information you can take in. And as you breathe, as you open your eyes, as you look around you, know that you can also move and be grounded. You don't have to be stuck or static. You can participate in the dynamic, changing universe. So as you breathe, take some steps. Imagine that with each step, you can kind of feel those feet growing roots that sink into the earth. You can feel that contact, that connection with Mother Earth. And just take some time now, move through the space where you're in, and notice how it feels to walk through it, present, grounded, aware, calm, centered, and open. The grounding meditation that we've just done, for me, is the basic practice of magic and Wicca. And I do it every day, and I do it whenever I'm in a tight situation. With practice, the more you practice it, the more automatic it'll become. So if you practice it every day when you have time, when you have space, when you're safe, when you're in a beautiful surroundings, when you actually have earth to connect with, it can become a very automatic thing where just you take a breath and you kind of go roots down, branches up, and you're grounded. And that's good, because when you really need to be grounded, oftentimes is when you don't have time or when you're not safe, when you're out in the playground and suddenly your child is on the top of the slide tottering and you're afraid they're going to fall, or when you're caught in the middle of traffic and somebody's coming at you through a red light, or when you're in the middle of a political demonstration and suddenly the police are coming down the street. You don't want to have to stop and do a 45-minute meditation. But if you practice the grounding regularly, again, you'll be able to take a breath and just in an instant be in a state where you can be calm, present, aware, with energy available to you, but not having to carry that energy in your body. So when your boss is screaming at you, you can stop and you can just say to yourself in that one instant, how do I want to react to this? What choice can I actually make? And when you can do that, chances are, whatever the situation, you're going to make a better choice when you can make it from a grounded place.